The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Now, for aviation nerds, one of the highlights of the year, it was July actually, the Super Hornet came to town. And I don't know if you got out to watch it. Well, you would have heard it from 100 kilometres away. But it was terrific if you're into those really exciting jet fighters. It was noisy. I've just been told by the gentleman who came in last time to tell us to get out and enjoy it, and this is Stuart Dowry, that it didn't actually break the sound barrier. I thought it must have to make such a noise, but it was just terrific. Anyway, guess what? We've got another one of those exciting events coming up, and I've got exactly the same man, the senior Air Force officer in northern Queensland, actually, Group Captain Stuart Dowry, back in my studio. Stuart, welcome back, and thank you for that first event in July. It was wonderful.
No, thank you, John. It was a fantastic event, and yeah. Really pleased with the number of people who came out to the Esplanade to actually see the aircraft.
Exactly. Not just the Esplanade. It was right up virtually to the airport. People were cheering. I thought it was wonderful. Can you get a bit closer to the microphone? We're not as high-tech as most of the things you do. That's
it. Got it really close.
But let's talk about that one firstly, because it was so popular. Tell me about that plane and why it was, well, it made that noise for a start and it wasn't breaking the sound barrier.
Yeah, that's right. The aircraft these days are getting a little bit noisier, so we're always conscious about managing noise when we come around different communities. But the Super Hornet came into Cairns. It was there to show the people of Cairns and to thank the people of Cairns for their support. It also then meant that twice since that time, we've actually had Super Hornets land at Cairns Airport and work with the Cairns Airport team so that they can understand how to support that aircraft type if we need to into the future. So it's part of Air Force getting out more broadly across the region, and Cairns is an incredibly important place to us.
I thought I'd heard them back again.
Yep.
Because you know they're coming. How do they sneak up on the enemy?
From a long way away, which is all you need to do these days, John.
Now, let me talk about you talk about this next treat for aviation fanatics.
Yeah, indeed. So we've got one of our joint strike fighters, the F-35 Lightning II. It is currently a group of them down in Townsville undertaking an exercise called High Sierra, which is the graduating course for the latest generation of F-35 pilots. They're taking the opportunity tomorrow to bring one of the aircraft up to Cairns. Unlike last time where the aircraft didn't stop, this one will again land at Cairns Airport.
Yeah.
We currently are planning, again, weather permitting, so if everyone out there could please pray to the various deities involved and make sure there's no rain during the middle of the day, it'd be much appreciated. But we're planning to have some groups of cadets, RSL veterans, etc., just to pop out in a smaller display to come and have a look at the aircraft. Again, that'll be very weather dependent, but more importantly, to get the Cairns Airport staff to thank them for their support for the ADF and for the RAF, along with the firefighters, the police, the AFP, and others to come out and have a look at the aircraft and understand it in case it needs to come through Cairns Airport again into the future.
How close can the general public get to see it?
Unfortunately, this one's got to be quite tightly controlled. We're on Cairns Airport, which is a federally regulated security environment, so it's not an open day, and we can't afford to put that mechanism in place, unfortunately.
What about with binoculars? Can they see it?
Any member of the public can always have a look and see what they can see.
Okay.
There will be additional AFP patrols and others, obviously, to make sure that that people are doing the right thing if they do happen to head out to the airport. But
could they get within 100 metres?
Right now, one would say that yes, if you're on the right side of the airport, you'll definitely be able to see the aircraft. But again, we're not sure at the moment with the weather, the extent to which this event's going to go ahead. So I wouldn't want people to plan on this at this point in time. The wet season has arrived quite clearly here in Cairns. We'll get done what we can get done with the aircraft when it's here.
When you say the right of the airport, do you mean the right and left or the correct side of the airport?
The correct side of the airport, the one outside the fence line.
Look, anyway, give me some times, et cetera, for people to be aware of this arrival.
Yeah, right now we're planning for the aircraft will arrive somewhere between 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning. That won't make a lot of noise at this point in time. It'll just be a very straightforward arrival. Again, the weather's probably going to make that be the case.
Yeah.
It'll be on the ground for an hour or two, and then it will depart. on the off chance that the weather is lifts for that period of time, it may go down the Esplanade a bit like the Super Hornet
did. Oh, really?
But sitting here right today, looking at the weather out there, I doubt we're going to be able to get that part of it done. So we'll aim to do that next year, perhaps in the dry season when the weather's a little bit more conducive.
It may be all right.
It may be all right.
Which day are we talking about, by the way?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Oh.
Yes.
I see your point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it's coming to... Can I just ask you about our Air Force? How does it... I hope bringing this up, but the fact of the matter is some people are suggesting the drums of war are starting to beat too frequently and loudly. So if indeed there was an emergency in our part of the Pacific, how well armed are we when it comes to our Air Force?
Look, the government's been really clear through the National Defence Strategy that we do live in more dangerous times.
Yes.
It has deliberately prioritised the expenditure of the defence budget into certain capability sets. The Air Force has been fortunate that we were already well down the path of making sure that our force was as capable as it possibly can be. I mean, yes. The F-35 is the leading fighter in the world.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
The Super Hornet is amongst the best strike aircraft in the world.
Have we got enough of them?
You would always love to have more.
Yes.
Of course we would. But at the end of the day, the question is, do we have enough?
Well, the fact of the matter is you've just pointed out that we've got two of the most effective planes in the world, defence planes in the world.
We have one of the best air forces in the world. The chief of our air force, when he attends international conferences or indeed those international partners come to Australia, always reflect on how powerful the Royal Australian Air Force is for our size. We're operating aircraft at the top end of the category in every type that we actually have.
Yeah.
So even our friends in the US, obviously our ally and a formidable military force, the most formidable military force in the world, are still flying aircraft that are, 50, 60 years old in the case of the B-52 bomber.
Yes.
Incredibly capable force, obviously, but when you look at what we've got, the oldest aircraft we've got is the C-130J Hercules, which is just about to be replaced.
How old's the Hercules?
The Hercules came in 99, so it's just ticking over 25 years now.
Yeah.
But again, we're just about to replace that in the next 3 years. So most of our fleet is actually very young. Because it's very young, it's the latest in technology. It's very, very capable. So for what we've got, as I said, we are one of the best air forces in the world, hands down.
The old Hercules, is that being replaced by a modern Hercules?
Yes. In fact, in this case, it's actually another C-130J Hercules. Yeah. So it's just an upgraded version of the same aircraft
type. Wow. Where are you based, by the way?
Here in Cairns.
Wonderful.
So
can you come in more frequently? These are fascinating discussions.
Would love to, John.
Not everyone probably is interested in the defence of this country as I am, but some people are. So if you can keep us updated with what's going on up here, especially when we've got these visits. Can I just have time and place you should be tomorrow once again for this visit?
Yeah, look, there'll be two places. As I said, the aircraft will be at Cairns Airport between about 9:30, 10 o'clock through
yes.
till about 1 o'clock if
right.
everything goes to schedule.
Yep.
Again, that'll be from general public will only be able to see it from outside the wire.
Yeah.
On the event that the weather does clear up miraculously and we can actually get that sequence down the Esplanade, then just like last time, being on the Esplanade around about 1 o'clock would
okay.
be a good time to be. If it's raining, then unfortunately it's probably not worth being down there.
Yeah. I think people will go down anyway in the off chance. They were there last time, they'll be there tomorrow.
And if you think the Super Hornet was loud, the F-35 is even louder.
Is that true?
So please let me reiterate the same message I sent last time.
Yeah.
If you hear the aircraft and you happen to be driving,
don't
look up. The aircraft's already gone.
That's amazing.
And don't be distracted, please. The last thing we want to do is have an accident. And then likewise, if you happen to be down in one of the areas of the Esplanade itself in an apartment block or anything like that, then just please bear with us. There might be just a little bit of noise if that flypast comes off around about 1 to 1.30.
Can I just ask you maximum speed?
Yep, sure. So the F-35 can fly at Mach 1.6.
Which is 1,600 kilometres an hour, is it now?
No, not quite. It's 1.6 times the speed of sound. So,
oh, okay. Is that how it works?
There's
okay.
Various conversion factors in that, kilometres or nautical miles per hour.
Okay. So what was it again?
I'm not sure. So Mach 1.6
yes.
is what it's...
And what was the other plane that we... Last time, Mach 1.6.
The Super Hornet can get closer to 1.8, but the... All of this is so...
1.8, okay. Yeah. The speed of sound.
The speed of sound.
1.8 times the speed of sound. There you go. What's that in kilometres per hour then?
Again, it depends on what altitude you're at. So it changes quite a bit. These aircraft actually hit those times speed of sound at very high altitudes, but it's also where the speed of sound is lower. So it gets very technical fast.
Fair enough.
What I will say is the speed of an aircraft these days is less important than things like its stealth characteristics, of which the F-35, again, is one of the best in the world. Less important than the systems that it has on board to talk to all the other aircraft. So these things don't hunt in isolation. They hunt in packs.
Wow.
And that's what makes them so lethal.
This has been fascinating as always, Stuart. Thanks for coming in, and come in again soon. So you know what to do tomorrow, 1 o'clock especially. And let's be positive about it. So we're going to get a break in the weather. That's Stuart Dowry. He's the group captain, Stuart Dowry. He's Senior Air Force Officer for Northern Queensland, and he's based here in Cairns.